This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The floodwaters that hit St. Louis, Missouri over New Year's have mostly receded from their record levels. Now, though, comes the cleanup, and it is going to be expensive. Yes, there's insurance, but so too are their insurance headaches. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at why the recovery around St. Louis could come with a big, big price tag.
You don't typically find a lot of people lining up to get pizza at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But that's exactly what happened recently in a white tent in Eureka, Missouri. Scores of hungry residents from the St. Louis suburb came to this temporary outpost to help out Joe Bacardi's, a restaurant decimated by the region's historic flooding. That includes Barb Henneisen, who's been a loyal customer since the eatery started serving up pizza pies 45 years ago.
We've had floods similar before, but not near as high. We've seen the devastation before, but not to this degree.
Like other businesses hit hard by the flood here, Joe Bacardi's didn't have flood insurance. The eatery had never flooded before, and paying the premiums on the insurance is expensive. But now that means there's no obvious source of money to replace equipment or for renovation efforts. And owner Ray Bacardi says that will make it tough to repair hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Not only do we not get insurance on the rebuild, we're not getting insurance on lost business, we're not getting insurance on loss of product or anything. So basically they kind of left us high and dry because of the fact that we didn't have the flood insurance.
If you looked at this aerially, as I did, it was tens of square miles covered in water in St. Louis County.
That's St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger. His administration set up a no-interest loan program to help out businesses wrecked by the flood. And it's possible that businesses could benefit from low-interest loans from the Federal Small Business Administration. But Stanger says there are limits on what government can do in this situation.
So they made a calculation over those period of years to not have flood insurance, and now the flood has hit. So that's going to be up to the individual business owners. From the perspective of St. Louis County, we're going to do everything we can to assist. But they are private, you know, business entities.
Even for businesses with insurance, recovering from the flood won't necessarily be a quick or easy process. In the nearby city of Pacific, a historic opera house that once hosted Missouri political legend Harry Truman suffered a lot of damage from the flood. And for the building's co-owner, Tom Daly, getting back to normal isn't cheap.
We got insurance, but we got a hell of a deductible. That's better than no insurance at all, though, I guess.
That deductible is $50,000. Still, some officials like Julie Wood aren't totally pessimistic about recovery. The head of Eureka's Economic Development Agency says flooded businesses are getting needed encouragement and elbow grease from members of the community.
Everyone was on the street. Can we help? What can we do? Can we clean? People were ripping out drywall. They were bringing their fans. They were saying, I'll eat at your restaurant every single day just so you guys can recoup some of this money.
That type of support is a very big incentive for Ray Bacardi to reopen his doors.
We don't have an option to just hang it up. We don't want to do that. We just feel like, you know, that it's important for all of us to bounce back and rebound. Whether we get federal assistance, state assistance, county assistance, or we have to do it on our own, we're going to come back.
Eureka's Chamber of Commerce is expecting most of its business district to reopen in March. When that happens, they're planning a make-up New Year's Eve celebration appropriately called New Year's Eve 2.0. In St. Louis, I'm Jason Rosenbaum for Marketplace.